150,000 people celebrate Mass with Pope at site of Beirut blast. By Simon Kent on December 2, 2025. Upwards of 150,000 people came together at Beirut's waterfront Tuesday morning for Mass with Pope Leo XIV. AFP reports the Pontiff arrived from Turkey on Sunday on the next step of his inaugural foreign visit as Pope and brought a message of hope, particularly to young people in Lebanon. A jubilant welcome was laid on for the Pontiff at the site of the 2020 bomb blast. Beirut is a nation beset by a years-long economic collapse and which is still reeling from a war last year between Israel and the Hezbollah terrorist group. According to the AFP report, he told the crowd during his homily that Lebanon is overshadowed by the many problems that afflict you, the fragile and often unstable political context, the dramatic economic crisis that weighs heavily upon you and the violence and conflicts that have reawakened ancient fears. Let us cast off the armor of our ethnic and political divisions, open our religious confessions to mutual encounter and reawaken in our hearts the dream of a united Lebanon. A Lebanon where peace and justice reign, where all recognize each other as brothers and sisters, he said. Everyone must do their part, and we must unite our efforts so that this land can return to its former glory, he said. The outlet noted some worshippers traveled from abroad, including from neighboring Syria, or from further afield like the United States, while migrant workers from countries such as the Philippines and Sri Lanka were also among the excited Beirut crowd basking in the presence of the Catholic leader. While the Christian population in Lebanon has decreased as a percentage due to lower birth rates and emigration, followers of Christ continue to be a large and influential part of society, with 11 confessions including Maronites, Greek Orthodox, and Melkite Greek Catholics playing a prominent part of daily religious life. Lebanon's Christian community remains the largest in the Muslim-majority Middle East. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.